We are 8 lines down from the top on Samech Ches Omid Beis. We just went through a long proof for Rabbi Yochanan to show them that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue on by Pogim Meikara, that even by Pogim Meikara, Meir continues that Nosin Tam Lefgam is Usher. And we proved it with a Brisa that had 3 parts to it. The first part to the Brisa, as Rashi points out, is when the yeast of Chulin and the yeast of Truma fall in at the same time. The second part to the Brisa was that everyone agrees that if the Truma would have fallen in first, that would have been a case of Mashpiach Ulvasov Pogame, and it would have been Usser. And the third case is when the wine falls into the lentils. So those are the 3 parts to the Brisa, even though technically you could say that it's 2 parts. But the way that we're understanding it is that there are 3 ideas with the halachic ramifications. So the Gemara asks, "Hani talasi bavi dikatani lamali." Why do we need all 3 parts from this brisa? Bishlama bava de seifa. I understand the last one talking about the wine falling into the lentils. We need that brisa to teach us kamash malan be pogim meikara machlokas. That's to teach us that even by pogim meikara, Meir says it's usher, and the Rabbanan say it's usher. So it's machlokas. Rabban and Rab Shimon. Mitziyasa nami. We even need the middle case, because the middle case is where if the Truma yeast would fall in first, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's Aser Kaz Mashpiach Ulbasof Pogame. So we need the last case, and we also need the middle case. But says the Gemara, El Reisha Lamali, why do we need the first case where the yeast and the Truma, the Chulin yeast and the Truma yeast fall in at the same time? What is it necessary to teach this case to us? Hashta, umas seifa de lo kamash b'klal asir Rabbanan. If in the last case, where it didn't enhance it at all, the Rabbanan said that it's asir. Reisha de kamash b'ch miboy. So in the first case, where it is being mashpiach, where the food is being mashpiach a little bit first, well, why would you need to tell it to me? If even without Mashbiach Ulbasov Pogim, it's Usser. If it's Pogim Meikar, it's Usser. Well, then Mashbiach Ulbasov Pogim, of course it's going to be Usser. So what do you need? It's not teaching us anything. Amar Abaye says, no, you're looking at it wrong. Stop thinking that it's here to teach us something for the Rabbanan Shita. Amar Abaye, Reisha, the Rabbi Shimon, it's Drachna. The Reisha, the first case, is coming to teach us the strength of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. V'hachi ka'amri le Rabbanan le Rabbi Shimon. And this is what the Rabbanan were trying to argue with Rabbi Shimon, and how Rabbi Shimon responds. What the Rabbanan wanted to say to Rabbi Shimon was as follows. Isazu, when when the yeast of Chulin and Truma fall in at the same time, Isazu ru'uya lahachmitz b'shtei shos. It's possible to leaven in 2 hours. However, mi garam l'shatachmitz b'sha'achas, why did it go so fast? Why did it happen in 1 hour as opposed to 2? Isser, it's because of the Isser. So you have a case here where you have a mashbiach ulbasov pogim. And therefore you have to agree to us, Rabbi Shimon, that this case would be usher when it falls in at the same time. For Rabbi Shimon is no. Kishishbichu shnei mishbichu, kishapagmu shneim pagmu. No. When it was mashbiach, it was both of them at the same time. Kishapagmu shneim pagmu. It was all done together. And you can't say that it was only the Isser that was Mashbiachit, and it was only the Mutter that did it, or it was only the Isser that made it worse or not. They're all exactly at the same time. And therefore, since the Isser was the one that was involved, you can say it's considered a case of Pogim Meikara. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is going to be Mater even in that case. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. L'Rab Shimon, Litzrif Heter v'Isser Bari Adadi v'Litzer. Why don't you say that the Heter and Isser work together in order to be in order to asser the dish, because yeah, it's a case now of mashbiach ulbasof pogim. The heter combines with the iser to make it mashbiach, and then afterwards it's pogim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Latame. Rabbi Shimon says it's not the case. He doesn't combine the iser and heter together because he has a consistent shita which he's following. The Amar Afilu Isser V'Isser Nami Lo Mitzdarfi. He even says when 2 Isurim mix into a dish, the 2 Isurim don't even combine to ruin the dish. Tetznan. We learn in the Mishnah, Ha'orla v'kilei akerim mitzdarfim. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein mitzdarfim. When it comes to Orla and kilei akerim, there are two types of Isser. If they get mixed with each other, Rabbi Shimon says, they're not mitzdarif at all. They're separate Isurim. We view each one independently. They can't combine to ruin a food. So that's why we need all three cases in that previous brisa to prove Rabbi Yochanan's, which was used as a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is even by a case of pogim meikara. Now the Gemara continues in a similar but different discussion. Hahu achbara denafa lechavisa deshichra. There was a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer. Asrei Rav lehu shichra, and Rav said that the beer is now usher. Amru Rabban and Kamed Rav Sheshes, Neima Kasever, no same time left come usher. Hold on a second. How can Rav say such a thing? Why would the mouse ruin the beer? It's no same time left come. It gives it a bad taste. No same. And so are you telling me that Rav says no same time left come is usher? That's Rav Shita. We generally paskin la kula that no same time left come is mutter. Rav is really paskining that it's usher. Amru Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explained no. But Alma Sever Rav no sin tam lefkam mutter. Really, Rav does follow everyone else's general conclusion that no sin tam lefkam is mutter. But v'hacha chidashu. But in this case, with the mouse, it's a unique case. Deha mimis ma'is ubedili inshimine v'afil hachi asrei rachmana. There's something unique here. There's a unique chidash that Chazal give to a mouse when it falls into beer or something similar, that even though it's mimis, it's disgusting, and people have no interest in, they're disgusted by the mouse, nevertheless, it's mimis mouse, but in shibine vafilu hachi asar rachmana hilkach nosein tam lefgam nami asar. Since they're disgusted by the mouse, they want to stay away from it, and the Torah, nevertheless, is going to asser the mouse, even though nobody wants to do with it. Why would the Torah go out of its way to asser the sheretz, even though nobody wants it to begin with? Must be there's something unique here, and therefore we're going to say that nosein tam lefgam by this mouse is still going to be considered asser. It continues the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Amar Rabbanan Rav Sheshes." So the Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, "Hold on a second. If you're telling me that there's a special chiddush that when a mouse falls into beer, it's going to be no sin, even though it's no sin tam lefgam, because it gives a detrimental flavor. Nevertheless, we're still going to say that it's usher. Well, el meata l'tamei lach v'yavish. Well, if that's the case, then the mouse should be metame whether it's dried up or whether it's moist. Why is it that we only say that a mouse is only metame when it's moist and not when it's dry? And we'll see in a minute that moist and dry depends on when it's dead. If it's dead, it's considered yavesh. If it's alive, it's considered lach. So, but why is that? So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Look back in this, the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah talks about sheretz and shechvazera, that both Shratzim and Shechvazera are Metamin Lach and Yavish. So the Gemara says, only Metamin Lach and not Metamin Yavish. So if it says the Gemara, hold on a second, Ula Taimech, according to your questioning, when you're asserting that a mouse should be Metamin Lach and Yavish, well then Ula Taimech, Shechvazera Tatamin Lach and Yavish. But according to that idea, that Shechvazera should also be Metamin, whether it's Lach or Yavish, whether it's dried up sperm or moist. Alama tanan metame lach and metani vashin. But why is it that shechvazera is only metame when it's lach, not yavish? So rather, explains Rav Sheshes, elamai is the chalameimar. Rather, what can I tell you? How do you understand this? Shechvazera amarachmana. It says, O ish asher teitze imeno shechvazera, that's when it's tame. When is it? When it's shechvazera ru'uya lahazriya. It's when it's fit to impregnate, to procreate. When is that? Only when it's lach. Hachanami, so here too, bimosam. The pasuk says, v'chol asher yipol alav mehem bimosam yitma. When in its death, that's when it's, as it's dying, it can be metame. Not once it's dead. Bimosam amarachmana, ke'ein mosam. That when is it going to be a problem. It's similar to how they are when they die, which is moist. But afterwards, then they're considered yavesh, and therefore they would be, in that case, they would not be metame. But the point that we're trying to make here is a little bit of a side point that we just went a little bit of a tangent. The idea is that there's a special chiddush that when a mouse falls into beer, even though it's nosin tam lefgam, and we generally paskin nosin tam lefgam is mutter, here it's a chiddush, nosin tam lefgam is usser. The Gemara asks one last question. He says, "Hold on, ask maskelar of simi min harda umi mice. Are you really telling me that a mouse is disgusting? What are you talking about? The kings eat it. It's served on kings' tables." Amar Rav Simi min harda. So Rav Simi min harda answers his own question. Lo kasha ha bidadavra ha bidamasa. It really depends. It really depends if it's a mouse of the field versus a mouse of the city. The city is a city mouse is like a rat, and when it comes to the city mouse, that's mois, and that's not ol al shulchan malachim. And therefore, and even so, if that mouse falls into beer, it's going to be usher no sein tam lefgam. What is an example of a mouse that's ol al shulchan malachim? That's a mouse of the field. What is exactly a mouse of the field? Well, Rashi says in French it's called a squirrel. So the article says that it means a squirrel. I don't know or not, but nevertheless, Hab Didavra is actually Ola al Shulchan Malachim. But again, all side point for the main idea, the main question was when the Achbar fell into the barrel of beer, whether it was a Didavra or whether it's a city field, a city mouse, and nevertheless, they are all going to be usser. Even though it's no same time of gam, because of the special chiddush when it comes to shratzim.